just as you would hope. You confess something to a priest in the confines of the confessional, and a judge will not force your pastor to reveal it in a court of law. The judge isn't about to mess with that special relationship, a privilege in evidence law, between priest and penitent. As you might imagine, statutes protect the relationship. Legislators know, perhaps, that criminals might turn to the collared when collared. The Illinois Code of Civil Procedure, for example, in its article on evidence and the part about privileged communications, is a section titled simply, Clergy. Clergy shall not be compelled to disclose in court a confession, someone's part in a crime, for example, as long as the someone came to the rabbi, let's say, for spiritual advice. There's a privilege in the federal rules of evidence as well. But authors note that very few members of the clergy are asked to testify about confessions in a courtroom anyway, unless there's something non-religious about the counseling. It's a privilege that's been around a long time. Take a case from 1855 in Virginia. A woman, beaten by her husband, who suspected she had been unfaithful, knew the end was near and called her priest for a final confession. Later, at the husband's criminal trial, his defense attorney wanted to ask the priest all about what the wife had said in her last confession, especially any mention of an adulterous relationship. But the priest explained that he would die before answering. Even if the Pope himself had asked him to reveal what the dead woman had said, he explained, he would not, because as a priest, he was sworn to eternal secrecy. And the court in 1855 Virginia agreed, noting that if a priest revealed such secrets he could face eternal damnation, the court decided that it would not be the one to have the, quote, hardihood to draw aside the veil which conceals confession from public gaze. By that time, the court noted, several states already had laws forbidding such testimony anyway. So the laws, the cases have been around a while, but issues continue to crop up. In a federal appellate case from 1997, for example, a prisoner asked a Catholic priest to hear his confession in an Oregon prison. They sat in the visiting room, separated by a glass partition, the prisoner confessing over the phone. Kind of. He knew, the court believed, that the warden was taping the discussion, but the priest did not. In a curious twist, the prisoner wanted the tape of his confession used in court. He'd not confessed to anything the police didn't already know about, and he wanted to prove that. But the priest argued that the confession had to remain secret. Otherwise, no prisoner would ever confess to a priest. And the court agreed with the priest. Public policy and privacy required it. Destroy the tape. So the priest who recently told a court about an old confession made headlines. But the issue's been around a while. In fact, the Virginia court from 1855 refused to force the priest to reveal the woman's secrets. But the court noted, if the priest chose to disclose them, the court would receive them. And that's exactly what happened in 2001. I'm Amy Guida.